Just talking to Trev a moment ago, he feels like he felt a bit of a pop, so it's likely to be a calf tear. But we'll scan it tomorrow or Monday and see where we go from there.
I guess what that did was, in the second quarter, it made you play with a smaller forward line, and for a while there it seemed like it made you a little bit less predictable. Did that give you any encouragement that, you know, there's something to work with there, or do you have to...
Oh, no, we would have preferred to have Clarkey there.
Sure.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
But, no, look, we moved the ball a little bit better sort of after quarter time. We're a little bit stagnant with it in the first quarter, but, you know, there wasn't that much in it. We needed to take more of our chances because we didn't have as many, just 41 insides. So we needed to make the most of every one of them. And that was the type of game it was. I think West Coast held sway by a couple of percent in most areas, and we were unable to take advantage of the chances that we had well enough to hold the tide.
Bucks, was there a sense that you were just hanging in there, given their inaccuracy and wasted sort of opportunities?
Yeah, there's no doubt that their accuracy left us in it for longer than we might have otherwise. But I think, I mean, that is part of the game. We've been on the other side of it, you know, a couple of weeks ago against Hawthorn. So, when we play our game well, it stacks up. But there was, you know, times this afternoon where West Coast were just able to move the ball far too easily for our liking.
Bucks, how do you sum up? I mean, everyone talked about these 4 weeks. How do you sum up the 4 weeks against the big four teams you played?
Yeah, we're just not quite good enough, are we? We're just a little bit off at the moment. And we've had periods through that month where our footies look more than likely, and we've earned the right to win games when they've come to the end. Not tonight, but over the last month we've played a lot of good footy, but we're a little bit off. We're a little bit off the best sides at the moment. And are we surprised by that? Are you surprised by that? I don't think so. We've got a lot of growth in us, but there's no guarantee we're going to find it. We've got to make it happen.
How big's the danger that you, for want of a better term, you must fall off the cliff just because you've had no reward for effort? You lose Trav and, you know, now 4 losses in a row. What are your thoughts on this group with that?
It's all on us. Mm. It's all on us. It'll be speculated on and it'll be written, but that doesn't make it so. Mm. You know, we haven't had a win for five or six weeks, given the bye was in the middle of it. So GWS round 11, sitting at 8-3, looking all right. We're 8-7 now. So that's the accumulation of our wins and losses. As far as our football goes, you know, some of the football we've played in the last month has been better than anything that we displayed in the first half of the year. So we're not going to get carried away with a run of losses, given that we've actually played some really good footy in that period. We want to play better footy. Week in, week out, we want to play better footy. And that's what we'll continue to work on, and that's what we do during the week, and then we've got to display it out there. There's going to be personnel challenges in some shape or form. We've had a pretty good run with injury until this week. We had quite a few outs after the Port Adelaide game. We've got a squad mentality. You know, we were actually really happy with our ins tonight. Levi will be better for the run. Keno showed a little bit in his role. Marley's been one of our better players all year, so to have him come in was good. And Seeds is still finding his way, working out whether he's going to make it the level. We're actually quite comfortable with our ins and outs. And we've got a couple of boys that are playing some really good footy at VFL level that will continue to put their hand up. So, no, I'm not concerned about that at all.
How do you go about restructuring without Cloak? I mean, White didn't fire tonight. Who do you bring up from the twos? Is it a young Darcy Moore or Corey Gold?
Well, you take a tall forward out and you bring a tall forward in. That's how you restructure, mate.
What did you make of Jesse White's game?
Jesse competed all right. Too much focus on one bloke.
On a positive, Jack Crisp on Shuey. Pretty much a perfect stopping run with
Gain
and plenty of himself as well.
Yeah, he continues to go from strength to strength. I had a chat with him this week about the steak knives call. We wouldn't have done the deal unless we got one of a couple of players that we were that we were looking for, and Crispy was one of them. So we knew what we were getting. Although we've been massively impressed with what we have got, and you know, he's a Collingwood footballer now, and he's loving it, and we're loving that he's wearing our stripes and he's playing some great footy.
He must have exceeded expectations at this early stage, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been good. I just did. I don't know. No more?
No.
That was uncomfortable.